Well, I think the tremendous effort, and I think John is kind of realizing this too, that both the Department of Defense and the Civil Defense, FCDA, Federal Civil Defense Agency,
mm-hmm.
put into the site, the kinds of things that they did in those years, and then those desert rock exercises. I mean, the whole thing was just, it was a massive kind of thing, and what the labs did was exceedingly important,
mm-hmm.
but it was, there weren't that many people involved, maybe a few hundred,
mm-hmm.
maybe, and it just, it was the driving force, and of course they had the responsibility of detonating the weapons and things like that, but and the kinds of experiments that the labs did were very interesting, and you know, the kinds of data they got and, mm-hmm. and everything. But it was a much, much larger operation than just the laboratories by far.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the kinds of things that were done and the amount of things that were done,
mm-hmm.
Repeatedly they would expose tanks and airplanes and,
right.
you know, the foodstuffs and clothing and animals and, you know, animal, vegetable, mineral, everything.
Right.
Just, it was a whole new area, a whole new field that we knew nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
And it just required a lot of stuff. And I think it shaped a lot of our culture, you know, those old movies of the houses exploding and
mm-hmm.
the mannequins that and all that kind of stuff. It was just an era that I didn't really appreciate what was behind it all and kind of how it was all set up and who was in charge of it. And,
mm-hmm.
How much was involved and how rapidly they could do things.
Mm-hmm.
President Truman got fed up, I guess, with all this hanky-panky about where the test site was going to be and why and the rest, and he said, just go out there and do it. And that was on December 18th. We fired our first nuclear test, and what was it, January 27th on mm-hmm. Ranger. I mean,
mm-hmm.
over the holidays, too. I mean, you're talking about a month,
mm-hmm.
like. And mm-hmm. the kinds of things we would do and how the site was developed between Ranger and Buster Jangle
mm-hmm.
in the fall of 51. I mean, from February of 51 to the fall of 51. I mean, they had all kinds of stuff out there
mm-hmm.
in terms of facilities, places. I mean, they were places to sleep, mess halls, installing all the equipment for the experiments and the mm-hmm. whole nine yards. I mean, they did that in like 6-8 months. And try to do that today, my God.